Jerry Blumberg was a dear friend of mine. I met him initially in New York when I was there in 1947 and 48. And his home was in Baltimore, but he lived part of the time in New York City. He's a trumpet player, of course, cornet and trumpet. And he joined Bob Wilbur's Wildcats, as did I, and that's where I got to know him. And he was a marvelous player. He was heavily under the influence of Bunk Johnson and had actually taken lessons with him. But there was another side to him he developed over the years, and by the Monkey Inn period, 1961 or two, he had developed into a very fine player, capable of playing beautiful ballads and in sort of a Bobby Hackett manner, and had his own style. He wasn't a Bunk clone or imitator. He had come here to play with Turk Murphy, and he was Turk's trumpet player for, I'm not sure just how long. It wasn't a long time. It might have been 2 years, something like that. And then he quit and just sort of freelanced, and I played various jobs with him, and he would come and sit in at the Monkey Inn. It was a delight when he did.
How would you characterize his playing in a band? Was he a leader as a trumpet player? Was he more an ensemble player?
Well, he was somewhat delicate player, I suppose. He was not a powerhouse player. That wasn't his style. But he played a beautiful lead that was fun to work around as a support instrument on the trombone in the ensemble. And he was very inventive. He could come up with some really interesting stuff. He was an intellectual musician. I keep using the word was. Jerry Blumberg eventually retired from music, in the mid-1960s, I guess, or late-1960s, and went to Sonoma State, and he wanted to become a microbiologist, and I think that's what he is now. I think he's probably on a faculty somewhere. He sort of walked away from his musical contacts. People have been looking for him, as a matter of fact, including Barry Martin of the George Buck Organization, and he's doing detective work and thinks that he's got a line on where he is.